we'd make it this far already. Who knew that our hearts wouldn't wear out so much sooner than this? That the big one was this far off? That we could spiral down this far without hitting bottom so hard it would knock our guts out through the back? And yet, this body is already starting to wear itself out. Not, I think, the normal tire of just growing a little older day by day, but the fatigue of wanting to get this over with, of knowing that my time will be here before you know it, that I'll never need pension or nursing home or children or grandchildren running to my side, or Dr. Kevorkian to crash my birthday party. These innards were born old. This body knowing that it was middle-aged before it got to be young, that knew its days were so numbered, that shoplifted time and experiences and fun and friends with kleptomaniacal glee, knowing I just have to take it all back and apologize. And probably make restitution, too. While the shopkeeper grimaced at me as if I were Satan himself, as if I were the reason his life hadn't turned out. As if his soul were dead, but his body kept going, not realizing it had outworn its usefulness. That it was an empty container, a runaway skateboard, a driverless car. A sporty red one locked up in the garage, its best days over before someone decided to keep it where sun and rain and wind and snow and pavement and gravel and bird shit could never touch it. And fuck that. When I'm done with you, you're just done. We'll drive this little car with the top down, and the sun will fade you, and the snow will freeze you, and the rain will soak you, and we'll trash this little car. We'll drop jujubes under the dash and shove french fries between the seats and stuff bills in the glove box and forget to pay them, and then we'll leave town so they'll never find us anyway, and mostly, it sucks. And the birds dump on it, and the rain rusts it. But sometimes it was so worth it. And the sun came through to keep us warm even when we were dragging up and down Antarctica. And that perfect song every once in a while came on the radio when no one was around and you could drive 80 and scream it out the window. The best song in the whole world to drive to, and you had just a little teeny weeny glimpse of that feeling that you kept waiting around for. That feeling that made you put up with all that bird duty. That feeling that you thought must be nirvana, but you found out was actually contained in a silly, meaningless song. Played so loud you could barely make out the words, so loud the dashboard shook and your eardrums rang, and you sang more out of tune than Ethel Merman with strep throat. Hell no. There'll be no nostalgia trips this time out. No second pass through. And when it's done, ain't nobody gonna put you back together and make you keep going like those old guys' cars. No one's gonna drive you through the custom car parade behind the horse dung piles and the off-key high school band, in front of the Shriners in their fezzes. No one's gonna take you for a spin on Sunday afternoons with those stupid funky flugelhorns blaring and the top down and the plates that say things like, Bob's Edsel. No. We'll just drive the hell out of it. Till the wheels fall off while we're going down the road. Till the engine falls out in the middle of the desert somewhere. Until the little car can't go another inch. And then we'll push it off a cliff.